Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've been sharing. Able ministers of the new covenant. Able ministers of the Lord, and that's what you are if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the first chapter of Acts, we read how Christ was received up into glory. It says he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And in the second chapter of Acts, we see the 11 were gathered together with a company of believers. There were about 120. And in verses 2 through 4, it says, "And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance." And then in Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 19 through 21, listen what Paul was telling them. "So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household. And having been built on the foundation of apostles and prophets, Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit." The Apostle Paul is saying what God is doing today is exactly what he did in the Old Testament in the tabernacle and temple. And you might say, "Sister Glass, what are you saying?" Well, the tabernacle in the wilderness was a habitation for God where his glory dwelt. The temple was a habitation in which God dwelt. Remember Solomon? When it was completed, he prayed and the glory of God came down so that the priests could not stand to minister. From the tabernacle and from the temple, God revealed his presence and glory. But Ephesians, the second chapter, tells us that God is doing this very same thing today, except instead of a building, a tabernacle out of animal skins, as was true with the tabernacle, or with out of hewn stones, as Solomon did, he's building a temple out of a new kind of building material, if you will, out of living stones, out of believers, of you and I, and the believers all over the earth that are being part of that a tabernacle that God is building, a tabernacle not made with hands. Believers are being joined together to be God's dwelling place. The tabernacle was only a tent until God moved in. The temple was only an ornate building until God moved in. But when God moves in and occupies that building, it was transformed or transfigured by God's indwelling presence. God revealed his glory through the tabernacle, through the temple, and beloved, now it is through you. That's why I've taken this entire week to emphasize the importance of your life and your ministry. God places us in the body as he chooses. He has a specific calling upon your life that no one else can fulfill. And the excitement and the adventure is finding out what that is. Now, it may change in different seasons of your life. What he might have you do in your 20s, when you're in your 70s or 80s, is going to be something else. But it's still a vital and important part of God's plan for this generation. Paul says that God is building a new temple and that believers constitute that temple. Paul states in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse 16, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" And in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verses 19-20, the word tells us, "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body." Beloved brother and sister, you are a temple. And that's why when a believer is saved, the best time to be filled with the Spirit is right then. If someone is able to lead them. In fact, I can recall a story. I was talking to a brother down in Duck Valley when I lived there on the Duck Valley Reservation. And he was a Presbyterian. He was just visiting there. He was in the technical field. He was in the IT office, and we were sitting there. I had occasion to be there. And he shared, he didn't know anything about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He just loved Jesus so much. He had been living in Alaska, had been taken from a life of alcoholism and rough living. And he was loving Jesus so much. And all of a sudden, these words started coming out of his mouth. He didn't even know what it was to be filled with the Spirit. He found out later that that's, in fact, what happened. And so that's as we yield ourselves to the Lord, He wants to baptize us with the Holy Ghost and power. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost and His fire. In Acts, the 2nd chapter, verse 4, it says, "When they were all filled with the Holy Spirit," we see the initial act of the Spirit of God was moving into that new temple that was being built on the day of Pentecost. He occupied it exactly the same way He occupied the tabernacle and the temple in the Old Testament. This is the next building, then, if you will, in which God dwells. The first was made with animals, the second out of stone, but the third is constructed of what Peter calls living stones. In the Old Testament, God revealed His presence by a shining light, if you will, and in Acts, we see these in the 2nd chapter, verses 2-4, they heard something, they saw something, and they did something. Let me see if I can turn to that quickly. I had moved the Bible, and I lost my place. But here in that 2nd chapter, in verses 2 and 4, it says, "There was a sound of from heaven, a rushing mighty wind. There appeared cloven tongues as of fire. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." So, first they heard something. There was from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind. This can perhaps best be described in terms of a hurricane or a tornado. Many people have gone through a tornado, and they said it sounds like a freight train at full speed going through a community. And that's what was happening here spiritually and also naturally, because it was physical as well. The wind testified to the coming of a supernatural power. And second, what? They saw something. "There appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them." That's verse 3. And then, of course, they did something, and they spoke in tongues. They received that power that Jesus was speaking about, and they revolutionized the world as radical believers. And beloved, that is what we need in this hour. Believers who are not just sitting back, who are willing to compromise, who are willing to be silent and be quiet. If ever the world needs a Christian witness, it is now. We are living in the end times. The days are growing increasingly dark. And as far as being filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, beloved, we've shared this week about the apostles. We've shared about how the church really grew as a result of the anointing and activity and obedience of the lay people, the deacons who were called to help wait on tables. That's where the miracles began to erupt. They established the church in Antioch, the first Christian church. And so, beloved, we have to understand, you need to be so motivated with the thought that God wants to empower for you. Let me pray right now. If you've not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, all you have to do is just ask. Father, in Jesus' name, those who are seeking and desiring the fullness of your power and your glory and anointing, Father, we stand on the word of God. If we ask for a fish, you're not going to give us a serpent. You're going to give us, Father, the Holy Spirit, good things from your heart. And so I release the infilling, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on every believing heart, everyone who's hungering after this fullness I've been talking about. Father, right now, baptize them with the Holy Ghost and fire in Jesus' precious, wonderful name. I thank you for it. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy and a privilege to minister to you this week. I hope you have a new sense of the dignity, of the honor, of the authority God has placed upon you as a believer. In the moments that remain, I want to share a little prophetic word that's a portion or a part of one of the prophecies included in this little booklet, Devotional Meditations for the Believer. My beloved, don't look back. Today is a new day in which I want you to leave all the failures of the past and press on into the newness of life and a better future that I have for you. Yes, I know changes come with each new season of your life, and the way at times seems very hard, but in each season I give you the assurance of my presence. I am ever with you to teach you my ways and to give you revelation and understanding. When the way is not clear before you, do not give in to confusion or doubt, but trust me to give you all you need at the time you need it. My faith have I given you to hold you steady when the natural mind does not have answers. One day you will see why I have led you thusly, and you shall rejoice in wonder at my loving kindness and goodness. But even now, let your heart overflow with trust and praise, knowing I am mindful of the smallest detail that concerns you. Know that I am your God, the all-sufficient one who provides for all your needs, says the wonderful counselor, the Prince of Peace. Praise God. Just one excerpt from this little booklet we've compiled, just free for the requesting, Devotional Meditations for the Believer. And as always, I give an invitation for you to write and share your prayer needs. If you feel quickened by the Holy Spirit, He has a reason to have you, to prompt you to write and share those needs. And I know you'll be blessed by what the Lord gives back for me to share with you. I love you, pray for you all the time, and thank God for you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.